Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, we talked about the combine winners and losers, as well as just random free agencies like franchise tag, transition tag. But yeah, how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing pretty good. It was nice taking a break in our last episode. You know, something to switch it up. But I'm glad we're back and we're doing the last division, the AFC West. So I'm excited to talk about this division. You know, it's definitely always a competitive one. So I feel like there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah. This is gonna be a fun division to talk about. Yeah, I'm excited. We get to talk about the Chargers, which I love the Chargers. I'm a Steelers fan, but I still love this Chargers because it's Justin Herbert.
Do you wanna get into the Chargers then?
Yeah, I would love to. My big thing with the Chargers right now is their cap. It is very nerve-wracking. They got to clear some of these guys up. I wouldn't hate if they got rid of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Just tank the wide receiver room. I would not hate at all. And this team is kind of like the Seahawks, how they're just paying like four dudes that really shouldn't be getting paid as much as they should. So it's just like the Chargers need to get rid of – they said restructure is Khalil Mack. I know he had a pretty good year this year, but he's getting older, so restructure him. Either release or restructure Allen, restructure or release Williams, Derwin James. I would nearly release. When healthy, he's good, but keyword when healthy. And honestly, just build around Herbert this year or this offseason. And this Chargers defense is bad, so you need to add pieces towards this defense. This team looks good on paper, but it's not good. And I think one of their reasoning was because of Brandon Staley.
Yeah, I agree with that a lot, actually. I feel like he definitely was a bad part of this team. I don't think they need to get rid of Allen and Williams. I think because Allen played well, I think Allen should stay around. I think cutting Khalil Mack needs to happen.
Why?
He doesn't get anything off a restructure this year, so he definitely needs to go. Because I think this might be he is a free agent after the season, so yeah, they can't even restructure him. So he's like a $38 million cap hit, the biggest on the roster. To me, that's you got to go.
Yeah, that's fair. And he's on the older side, so
not playing as well.
Yeah, I mean he had a pretty good season from what I thought he was gonna be. So I do respect that. But yeah.
Frankly, they could have 40-ish something million at the start of the year, the start of free agency year. Because if you cut Mack, you trade or cut Bosa, and then Mike Williams, another. So Mack would be 20, Williams would be 20, Bosa would be, I think, about 20 as well. So you're freeing up 60 million. You're only 19 below, so you'll be at 40 million to start the year. I think getting rid of them three would be a good call.
Yeah, and they already have a big plus. They re-signed they got Jim Harbaugh. So
yes.
So that is a big plus. I would not hate if they just got rid of or like just rebuilt this wide receiver group.
Yeah, I feel like keeping Allen this year is a need. Next year, sure. I think next year's the year I'd be like, yeah, I think he's a free agent after season. So, like, either way, I feel like you kind of need that veteran presence in the room right now. Because outside of him, who do you got, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't want to leave it up to, like, your fifth or first round pick rookie wide receiver, assuming that's the route they go. And then you got Quentin Johnston, who can't catch a pass, and Josh Palmer, who has his good games and some really bad games.
Yeah, but hopefully at five, you're getting your wide receiver one, and then get a wide receiver two. Like, I don't hate if you keep Williams or Allen. I don't. You got to get rid of one at least.
It's got to be Williams, because Williams is coming off that ACL.
Yeah, I mean, Allen came off that ACL and he did pretty good.
He did good, but he's a better receiver than Williams is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like outside of that spot, outside of wide receiver core, defensive line, gosh, dude, that needs a freaking overhaul, like complete overhaul.
Yeah, I agree.
Their entire interior defensive line is pretty much free agents are gone at this point. So DTs, you need some DTs. Let's say you get rid of Bosa and Mac, you're going to have to refill up that edge group. I don't know. It looks like the defensive side of the ball, they're going to have to completely start with a clean slate.
Yeah, you really do, because this defense is bad. On paper, it doesn't look too bad, but it's just they are bad. They're kind of like the Rams, where they have stars and no ones. So
the Rams performed well. I think Staley, like you mentioned, Staley was definitely an issue.
Yeah, Staley. I'm excited to see this team without Staley.
Yeah, and I'm feeling bad for the Niners now that they hired him.
God, that was a horrendous hire.
They went from Wilkes. I would rather have Wilkes.
I mean, at that point, yeah. Like, with that move, you could have went Bill Belichick.
They apparently went after Belichick.
What?
They apparently went after Belichick from the rumors I saw.
Yeah, I mean, unless Bill just said no, and I don't know why he would say no, because I don't know, maybe because his ego is so high that, like, he's like, oh, no, I'm a head coach, blah, blah, blah. So
that could be it.
I don't know. But I don't know. Bill should have took that, been defensive coordinator, and then
come back as head coach.
Yeah, maybe come back as head coach if you really wanted to.
I agree. They also, going back to the Chargers, they had the third worst secondary this past year, like statistically speaking. So secondary help is going to definitely be needed. I mean, Samuel wasn't bad. He made plays. Derwin James, like you mentioned, he didn't play up to his par. It could have just been an off year because of Staley. So I'd give him another year. But, like, man, this whole defensive side of the ball, they probably might just have to let go this season and just focus on that offense for Herbert going forward, at least for this season, and then invest in it next year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think defensive backs, the defensive backs are the bigger needs than the defensive line. You definitely need a corner. You tried it with J.C. Jackson. He's not your guy.
Okay. Such an overpay. I think they're still taking the cap hit from that, too, which is rough.
Are they?
Yes, $20 million this next year for J.C. Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
That hurts so much. The fall-off is crazy.
Dude, I guess he was one of Bill's minions, I guess.
Dude, I said he was a system cornerback, and people thought I was crazy for it. But it looks to be true at this point.
Dead money, they have $27 million in dead money. That's
not it's good. 20 of it's JC.
Yeah. They would have.
Eric Kendricks is two. Okay. What were you saying? Sorry.
Oh, nothing. I was just gonna say they could have like 6 million in cap if they didn't just give it all away.
Screw around, yeah. Okay, there is a huge jump. I'm looking at their caps next year. Justin Herbert's cap jump is insane. So he moves up next year to $37 million, which makes him the highest paid player on the roster. Yeah, I think as much as I want them to go Brock Bowers at 5, I feel like going most likely Malik Nabers at 5 is the best bet.
Yeah, I like that. I like Nabers. I've been mocking Bowers more because Jim Harbaugh likes using those tight ends more. So,
fair. Tight end, though, I don't know. For me, it's like a running – like, it's almost like a running back for me.
Oh, like, I don't
– it's just like you can get by with an okay tight end. Like, I got to be honest. You can get by with an okay tight end.
Yeah.
As a Patriots fan, it's wild. But, I mean, I feel like you can get by with, like, a couple okay tight ends over a super talented one and then have a great wide receiver core.
I mean, I
don't... It's towards the bottom, at least for me, and positional value.
Yeah, I feel like you do – I mean – when you have an elite tight end, it's like you can't go without them. But whenever you do, don't have an elite tight end, it's not that big of a deal. So I can see what you're talking about.
It's like it's more important than running back, but it's just like in the sense that I would rather have a wide receiver than I would a tight end overall.
Yeah.
Which they need a running back too because Eckler's gone, and I mean they'll probably draft Blake Corum.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pretty much put that out there. That is 100% someone they're gonna draft if he's on the board. But
in the first round, maybe. Yeah.
Nah, that'd be wild.
Yeah,
I'd say round 3.
I think that's where he's third projected.
Yeah, that feels about right. I feel like if they have a third or something, that's probably who they'll pick. Let's see. I think they have quite a few picks this year.
Yeah, they have a third.
Yeah, they have a 69th and a third. Yeah, right now they're projected Brock Bowers, the Georgia corner Lassiter, and then Rook Ora-Ora. I probably butchered it, but those are their three players they're projecting in the top 3 rounds right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad. I don't hate that mock.
Let's see. It has... Okay. Yeah, and then it has the Giants picking. Yeah, I could definitely see that ending up that way, though. Who picks Bowers, though, if the Chargers don't, you know?
That is a good question. I see him falling more, not because he's a just because.
Yeah. Because positional value.
Yeah.
I mean, that's at least in my opinion, is positional value. He's a top 5 player, like, in this class, in my opinion, but because he plays tight end, people are weary of it right now, at least in the mocks. We saw with Kyle Pitts, he was drafted, what, 4th? And he's not playing to the level he should.
Okay, but...
So...
I don't know. We'll have to see with Kyle Pitts. Or,
I have this year. I give him this year.
Yeah, I gotta give him this year.
But, like, people might be weary of the tight end position right now. I don't know. First-round tight ends, I looked at the research. They never re-signed with their last team.
Wow.
So... There's like one or two guys, I think, out of all of them, but they just don't do it anymore. So, I mean, tight ends are important, but yeah, I don't know. It's a weird take, I'm sure.
Yeah, look,
probably get some hate from me.
Yeah, but... I'm looking at this mock draft, and Brock Bowers falls to 14, So
I could see it. I could see it. I could see him falling to 15. I could see him falling right in the laps of the Colts. I could see a team trading up for him, though. So, I mean, draft day is going to be a fun one.
Yeah. And we will be going live for this draft.
Yes, we're going to be trying to go live for that.
Yeah, keyword, trying. Trying to get
it. Yeah, trying, whether it be on TikTok, YouTube, or whichever service we can get it on. Yeah. Maybe them all. Who knows?
Hopefully all.
Hopefully them all, yeah.
But, yeah, you have anything else to say on the Chargers?
I mean, just build around Herbert. Yeah. You're not gonna be the best team in your division this year, but you got to give Herbert some help, and you got to do it now. Because if you want this team to succeed, Herbert's got to have a team. So whether that is Brock Bowers or that is Malik Nabers or even heck Joe Alt, who knows? Whatever that may be, you got to do it this offseason. Focus on him.
Yeah, I agree. You got to build around Herbert for sure. Because I remember the talks between Tua, the discussions, like, who would you rather have, Tua or Herbert? That Tua train has died down.
Wild. That was such a wild time. People were like, oh, see, Tua is better. No.
Yeah. Look at his weapons.
Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. Herbert has that. He wins a Super Bowl. Yeah, just saying.
I don't think Tua will ever win a Super Bowl. And I'm saying it right now. If Tua does win a Super Bowl ever, I will buy a Tua jersey.
I'll do more than that. I'll streak at the Super Bowl if he wins a Super Bowl. In his jersey.
Wait, if he makes it or wins?
Wins.
Oh, so you'll be streaking at the next one.
No, I'll streak as they I'll jump down after they win.
All right.
I'm playing. They're kind of screwed now, though, after everything I'm seeing with their team. So I think I'll be fine. But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they'll be fun. Hopefully. Hopefully they make the right decisions this offseason. So
get rid of Tua.
Don't re-sign him.
Yeah, no. Such a bad idea. Speaking of bad ideas, okay, now that it's all said and done, what do you think of the Russell Wilson trade?
It was horrendous. It was terrible. Russell, I mean, he was playing pretty decent at the end of the season. Like, he could have led this team to a playoff or even potentially the AFC West Championship. But they benched him and just decided to not win. And basically saying, we're done with Russell. I mean, obviously it was a bad trade now because they went back-to-back losing seasons and they haven't really gotten anything out of it. So,
and for what the Seahawks got, I think we talked about it last week a little bit too. For what the Seahawks got, I mean, it definitely wasn't worth it.
Yeah. It was not a great pick.
The Broncos, though, I hate to say it, because they're 7 years since the last AFC Championship, but they got to fully reset this roster.
Yeah. And well, now there are reports saying that Jerry Jeudy and Cameron Sutton could leave. Courtland Sutton.
Yeah, I think they both get traded, or one of them at least gets traded. And that way they get some more draft capital. They need draft capital.
I think Jerry Jeudy should get traded, if anyone, because...
Well, he's about a third right now. Maybe a fourth.
I don't know.
I'd trade him. You'd be shocked. Wide receiver market's super weird.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if he got traded to the Steelers, because the Steelers just love bringing in guys with drama. So
I could see them bringing – I could see him going to, like, the Panthers, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. The Panthers. If I was the Panthers, I'd be calling teams all over.
Yeah, for sure. Any wide receiver we could find. Yeah. But honestly, oh, man, I'm just looking at the Broncos. Negative 16 in cap after the release of Russ. They have a giant hole at quarterback. They might have a giant hole at wide receiver. They might have another giant hole at their offensive line. They have some issues at the edge group and the corner group. And potentially safety if they release Simmons to free up some cap. It's just not – I hate saying this because it's just such a – I feel bad for Broncos fans now. It's just going to be such a rough year.
Yeah, it could be a really, really, really rough
year. I think they're in for a rough year. And I think they either go the route of replacing Russ and getting a quarterback this offseason, or just the tank for this offseason or this next season and picking a quarterback the next year. They're in that kind of boat.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if Sean Payton's gone next season.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, what has he brought to the Broncos?
Fair, but he can also make the case of, well, I've had to rebuild this roster from the crap that it was. So I think he could get himself two more years, at least.
Yeah, I mean...
Russ's ego was a lot of the downfall of this team, I feel like.
He
had his own private room. Like, no, he had his own private team. That's just not what you want to see out of a quarterback.
I mean, I would – if I was the Broncos, I would just totally tank this team, get rid of the coaching staff, and just bring in a younger guy, and hopefully he can rebuild it. I mean, I know saying getting rid of Sean Payton is kind of crazy, but I don't know. It's just
like, I don't hate the idea, but I also don't love it, because like they traded a first round pick for him, and they traded two for Russ. So it's just like, to me at this point, it'd just be such a waste of those 3 years worth of first round picks, you know.
Yeah.
Not 3 years. But 2 years worth of three first-round picks, because it was technically they traded – oh, man, who was their – I don't know why his name's leaving, but they traded him to the Dolphins.
Gosh. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's leaving my mind. Dolphins, let's see. They're almost in the negative cap space, so I could probably find them easy. Bradley Chubb.
Oh, yes.
So it'd be like they traded away Chubb for nothing, kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, wait.
Well, on over the cap, they're not even showing Russell Wilson's cap.
Yeah, right, I just realized that. So they're actually not showing it. Oh, ouch. Oh, no.
They could be.
They're worse than I thought. They're worse than I thought. Okay. So they're probably going to have to cut Bowles and Simmons. Oh, man. I hear Tim Patrick's getting cut, too. They could trade Jerry Jeudy. I feel like trading Jerry Jeudy is the only option with him. Broncos fans, I am so sorry. I really am.
And the 2025 first overall pick, first the Denver Broncos pick.
Whatever quarterback it is. I'm picking a positional skill player this year then. Looking at this roster, I would not pick quarterback just with how the roster is.
Okay, you're saying that. But
yeah.
What about the Patriots?
What do you mean?
Because you're like how the roster is.
They don't have money. Patriots have money. That's the difference.
That's fair, I guess. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, because they're about to be at negative, let's see, what is that, 65 million after the Russ release, whenever that may happen.
Yeah, it could get bad.
Yeah, so Simmons probably gone. Bowles is probably gone. That's 30 million free. Man, they're going to have to do some stuff.
What's the lowest cap that they can go into next with?
The offseason, I can see them getting in with like six. Barely scraping by and barely signing, just basically signing their.
So six is the cap space that you have to have for next season? Or?
Oh, no, you just got to be above the zeros. So,
yikes.
I mean, if they cut Russ post June 1st, they don't have any negatives. It's just dead money. Mm. Or are they cutting in post June? Let's see. I'm going to go look at my friend's Broncos page, Inside the Broncos. I'll shout them out. But let's see.
Wait, are they cutting them post June, are you saying?
Broncos have informed Russell Wilson that he'll be released when the new league year starts on March 13th. Per Ian Rappaport, the move was long expected after the benching. The Broncos will take on an NFL record of $85 million in dead cap that they can either absorb this year or spread out over the course of 2 years. So the money might not be as bad as I'm thinking it is, but it is still going to be pretty bad. Yeah, I don't know. They're in for a rough ride. Personally, with how Russ acted, I don't think he deserves to be released at the start of the league year. Personally, I'd be cutting him post June because that saves your team a lot of money. So I don't know. That's my opinion, at least.
Oh yeah, they are saving like a good amount of money.
It's 49 million. At least 49 million that they save if they cut him post June.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about Russ. Where do you think he's going to go? Oh, wait, we already talked about this.
Well, yeah, we did. But now that I thought more about it, the Raiders.
Bring it in another veteran quarterback.
It's just such the move for them.
Yeah, that is a Raiders move.
They are our next team, so do you want to start talking about them, or do you got anything else left to say for the Broncos?
No, because, wow, the Broncos are in rough shape.
Yeah.
The
more I look at it, the more I feel bad, because it's not like they deserve it. They haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, let's start
with the Raiders.
There's nothing else to say about the Broncos. I was like trying to think of something, but I was like, what is there to say? But the Raiders are, my biggest thing is like, what are you going to do at quarterback? Like, I don't know what they could do at quarterback. Hopefully JJ falls, but most likely not. You'll probably sign another Jimmy Garoppolo type player in the offseason. And what are your thoughts on the quarterback situation?
Man, the quarterback situation in general, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, like they're, yeah.
I mean, man, dude, their quarterback situation in general, I don't know, it's rough. I'm throwing this thought out there because he did coach with him. He was with him at Arizona State, Jaden Daniels. I could see them trading up for Jaden Daniels.
All the way up to three?
I mean, potentially. Wherever they could try and get him at, you know?
How would you feel about play that?
I would hate it. Personally, because I think Patriots got to do it.
Yeah, like who would they even trade though? That's my thing.
I don't know. Probably three firsts or and something.
Yeah.
King's ransom, I'd assume, for any of the top three.
But the positive thing, unlike the Broncos, the Raiders do have a decent amount of cap. They got a new GM. They kept their interim head coach from last year, Antonio Pierce. So
yes, bring up fire.
This is a better looking team than the Broncos.
Yes, I agree with that. And they're the only team in the division with money.
That is true.
That's
yeah.
At least exciting.
But you got to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo, or you keep him and ride with him. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't. A terrible idea, but like, I was just throwing a thought out there because I don't know. Cut him. I would cut him.
Yeah, Pets Garoppolo got to go.
But what are your thoughts on the Raiders?
I mean, they're in a, I want to say a rough spot, but not really like a rough spot, you know?
Yeah, I think they're in a good spot. I would say good.
It's rough in the regard that they don't have a quarterback, but it's good in the regard that they have a decent roster. Like, they could probably bring in a vet and be good, but they'll never beat the Chiefs. You know? So it's just, it's a weird spot. I mean, like,
didn't they beat
the Chiefs? They need to have this. What? They did, but I don't feel like they're going to do it again. I mean, they might beat them like once a year, but I don't think they'll beat them out to the division, you know?
Yeah.
No, I could be completely proven wrong and I'd be down for it, but, you know, I just don't see it right now. Like, I feel like they need some cornerback help. I mean, Jack Jones came in after the Patriots released him, and he's played well, but he still has those off-the-field issues. So that's something to look out for. And outside of him, who do you really got at corner? So there's a big question mark there. They need some pass rush help. Tyree Wilson didn't play to what he was drafted to. So outside of Crosby, you need some pass rushers because they really haven't had a great other pass rusher since Chandler Jones went off the rails. So what are you doing there? You know, like stuff like that. I feel like the defense needs a little help. They need some tackle help, and they need a quarterback.
Yeah, there's definitely some holes on this team, but you got money, so I'm not too worried. I mean, this isn't probably a playoff year, but it is more of a looking up year.
I agree with that.
Like, I want them to be in the hunt till like week 18.
Yeah. I could definitely see that. And now he was just released, and I don't know what he's going to do. Tre'Davious White, you know, maybe they could bring in like a veteran like him to help out that corner room, at least just be a leader.
Yeah.
And the future is looking bright, so, I mean, and they don't have too bad a pick, really, either. I mean, what are they at, 13?
Yeah, 11 or something, 12.
Yeah, pick 13. So they're in the spot to get either the best corner, a quarterback, a top, or one of the top edge rushers. Yeah. Or even, like, the third best tackle.
Yeah, I would not. If JJ's not on the board, which even then I don't know if I would take him there. But I would take a corner. I would probably take the best corner available.
Like right now it says Quinyon Mitchell would be available. Would you take him?
Yes. Who else is available though?
Okay, so after him it has Funga out of Oregon State, Lealatu, and J.C. Latham are like just example guys, like the top guys in their positions.
Yeah, I'm taking Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the most athletic guy in the draft. So, but I'd be kind of nervous to take a defensive guy again.
Fair. I would too, but I feel like their defense just has some holes, and I feel like they'll probably go the veteran route with quarterback again. It just feels like what they always do. I'm trying to think of the guys. They could be the team that trades for Fields, honestly.
I don't know.
That'd be a great spot for Fields, I'm not going to lie.
That would be a good. I would like that. I would like that.
Fields throwing to Devontae Adams.
That'd be nice. That'd be
pretty nice. And it's not like they were even 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They had 8 wins last year. I mean, like, with that roster and Jimmy Garoppolo and Aiden O'Connell, they could definitely, like you said, be a good team next year.
Yeah, I mean, I could honestly see them in the playoffs. It depends on what everyone else does, but I could totally see them in the playoffs.
I mean, like, they need some help at a couple spots, but it's all fixable, and they have money, so it's doable to find replacements and find the positional gaps, you know? So, I mean, like, if I'm a Raiders fan, I'm looking up overall.
Yeah, that's fair.
It actually has them. The thing that I like looking at, which is Tankathon, it actually has them getting Michael Penix in round 2. So,
I mean, if he falls that far, yeah, I would definitely take him.
I agree. It's a good spot.
But you need a quarterback, so.
Yes, I agree. Well, who's your quarterback prediction, at least right now?
You could. I feel like this is a Raiders move, but Bo Nix.
Bo Nix?
Like 13, yeah.
I could definitely see that. I wouldn't hate it, and I wouldn't love it either.
Yeah, it's just real. It's probably a little too high for Bo Nix.
Okay, but if JJ's off the board, then I assume. But if JJ's on the board?
Yeah. I feel like JJ will be off the board before then.
I definitely agree. But if he's on that board, I'd pick him right there.
Oh, yeah. If JJ's still on the board, absolutely. So, but you got to bring back Josh Jacobs, though.
Yeah. I feel like, you definitely got to re-sign Jacobs. I didn't even think about that. I guess they really do need Jacobs back. He's kind of a core member of their offense. He didn't have the greatest year last year, did he, though? I think part of that was – no, actually. He didn't have – he had 800 yards.
Oh, 800.
Yeah, but the year before he went for 1,600 and then 12 touchdowns. So, like, I think the whole offense just regressed this last year.
Yeah.
Which was Josh McDaniels' fault, but, you know.
Yeah, Josh, yeah. I'm glad they got rid of Josh McDaniels.
He's a bum.
He is. And you're saying that as a Patriots fan. So.
Yeah, I was never a Josh fan. He pretty much was all that Mac Jones. He's the only one to make Mac Jones succeed, but, like, he wasn't great. I always thought Brady made him. I feel like that's still true today.
That's a fair take. That's a fair take, yeah.
I don't really have much else on the Raiders, you know?
Yeah, no, these teams are like, I don't know, they're just kind of weird.
Like, I thought there would be more for them, you know? Like, looking at them, I'm like, okay, this is There's always that high intensity division. And then I'm like looking at the Broncos and I'm like, well, they're probably going to be, unfortunately, I'm sorry, bottom five again. And I'm like, the Chargers, I'm like, okay, a turnaround year, Harbaugh's first year, potentially like 8-9 win team. That's probably doable. But then I look at the roster and like the cap and I'm like, yeah, maybe not. And then the Raiders, I'm like, okay, they can turn around with a quarterback. And then I'm like, well, then it's the Chiefs. So, like, none of these teams are winning the division because the Chiefs.
You're just not winning this division. No other team except the Chiefs are winning this division. So,
I feel like I have more to talk about with the Chiefs, like a little more to talk about with the Chiefs than anybody right now. Especially because they're coming off that Super Bowl, you know?
I'll let you start with the Chiefs.
All right. Well, obviously, coming off the Super Bowl, so another great season. They don't have much money, but they can probably free up cap like they always do. And I think they need to, because I feel like they need to bring back Chris Jones. Because without him, this defense just has this huge hole. He was dominant throughout the season. You could see it. He kind of leads this defense to the best of its ability. So you got to bring back Jones, or otherwise you got to find a really strong replacement for him this offseason.
Yeah, that I feel like that's a must. You gotta bring back Jones. Like, there's no other. You have to. He's a must. It's not like the Tyreek Hill situation where you can replace him, but because you have Patrick Mahomes, but you don't have a Patrick Mahomes on the defensive side of the ball that could replace him.
That's fair. Yeah, I agree with that. I think Mahomes makes up for it, but like you said, they don't have a Mahomes on the defense. That's so rough. I feel like I don't know what they would do, you know? Like, I feel like you got to bring him back. What would that defense be like without him?
I don't know. That's the like I don't know what it would.
Did they? Okay. I can't remember. I'm probably wrong. Okay. Here's your fun fact. Chris Jones does not suit up week one of the regular season. Okay.
All right.
They lost that game to the Lions.
Yeah, but their
So.
defense wasn't that big of an issue in that game that I remember. It
No,
was,
their offense just couldn't score.
yeah, their offense was bad. They had a lot of drops that
Fair.
game. But with the Chiefs, yeah, signed back Jones. And I mean, draft a wide receiver in this year's
Yeah,
draft.
for
And
sure.
you said there was a lot of
Released
talk.
MVS.
What?
I said you released MVS. You got to bring in a wide receiver.
Yeah. You said you had a lot to talk about with the Chiefs, but for me, there's not much to talk about because they just
It's
moved
more
the
draft
team.
day.
Yeah. And.
Man, I feel like pick 32. I mean, that alone, I feel like there's a little bit to talk about there as to who. You know, because I got three guys in mind. I mean, you either bring in A.D. Mitchell, Troy Franklin, or Xavier Worthy, because they all fit that type of mold to replace MVS. But, like, which one do you think they bring in, you know?
Just depends on who falls.
Fair. I think all three are there. So let's say all three are there. Who do you think they take?
Say their names again.
A.D. Mitchell, Troy Franklin, or Xavier Worthy.
AD Mitchell.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like AD, he's just that better wide receiver. He fits that typical X wide receiver mold. He can play downfield. He can play on the, like, he can do the underneath stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he makes the most sense.
One thing I thought about was the Chiefs trading up to get Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas. Wow. I could see that.
That would be such a perfect fit for Brian Thomas.
Hear me out. They trade up to get the top defensive tackle to replace Jones.
No, you can't. You got to bring in Jones. Yeah. Jones is incredible.
I agree. That's why I was like, that's why I was throwing the thought out there. Let's say they don't keep Jones.
Yeah, that's fair. Do you still go wide receiver? That's a big question.
Yeah. Like, who'd be the top DT? Byron Murphy? Uh-huh.
Probably Murphy Fisk.
Yeah. Yeah. Fisk is good. I don't feel like he's number one, though.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, who would be...
Yeah. I guess they could draft the D lineman at their second round pick, but like you're not getting that top guy. Currently, they are projected AD Mitchell, so that makes sense. I guess that would work perfectly. That offense next year would actually be disgusting. I'm thinking about that right now. With Mahomes, of course. With AD Mitchell and Rice, goodness. That'd be a good wide receiver core. Which, I also feel like they got to kind of fix up that offensive line.
Yeah, you got to bring in a tackle. I do agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, they were top holding. They were top, one of the top teams in holding all year long. I mean, they got away with it in the Super Bowl.
Taylor.
Every Super Bowl.
I mean, Taylor was horrendous this year.
Yes. So they got to bring in some offensive line help. So they definitely got to patch that up. Get rid of some guys, of course, that were causing the issues that are, in a sense, you know, holding them back. All pun intended. but, you know, yeah. No, I thought there was more for this team. I was looking at it, and I guess thought I had more than I did for them. I guess you kind of just got to bring back Jones. You got to draft wide receiver.
You have the best quarterback in the world, so like, you're gonna be good.
They'll be good. They'll be good no matter what. Yeah, and it's just like the question is, can they go for the three-peat with this team right now?
And you have the best defensive coordinator back there. And my big concern would be after Kelce retires, because you wouldn't have a true weapon. I mean, he is definitely slowing down, but he's still your number one guy. So
I feel like Rice and AD Mitchell would kind of step up in that role. Maybe not to, you know, beat Kelce, but like, you know, they're still good. And they do have Pacheco, so they have a solid running back. So I feel like they're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm not worried for this team at all. I could see them three-peating. I mean, last year they're not gonna win the Super Bowl.
I didn't think. I feel like they kind of got lucky with some stuff, but like overall they did it. So I gotta give them the round of applause.
Yeah,
they deserve. I don't see a three-peat in their future. I don't know. I think if they lose Joe. Okay, I don't see a three-peat in their future if they lose Jones. If they keep Jones, sure. But if they lose Jones, no, it's not happening. They'll lose before they make it, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Jones is a must. Yeah, like losing Tyreek, we thought was a massive deal, but they went and two-peated. So, but I think... What?
I said they went and did it without him.
But Chris Jones, you had it's different because you had Mahomes throwing the ball and making those plays, but on the defensive side of the ball, who's gonna be that great pass rusher?
You can't do that with a rookie at least. Like it would take a couple of years.
Yeah. So
That's such a tough They're in a good but tough spot. I mean, the 3P is potentially possible, but they got to bring back Jones. I feel like that's our kind of last take on them, you know?
Yeah, like bringing back Jones, you have Mahomes, Steve Spagnuolo's coming back, you have Andy Reid, Travis Kelce's
Yeah.
coming back. So there's not much to be concerned. Snead might be traded, but I'm not too worried there.
Gonna probably get about a second round pick for him. So like
Yeah.
the
And
value is good.
the Chiefs are good at drafting, so
I wouldn't be too worried. If I, especially, yeah, Chiefs fans, like, y'all just won two back to back. I wouldn't be worried anyway.
yeah, like I haven't seen the Steelers. I haven't technically ever seen the Steelers in the Super Bowl, like while I've been a fan of them. So
Yeah.
it'd
I'm
be
glad
nice
to
to
ask in
see
the Patriots, but it
them.
was towards the end.
Yeah, now y'all are on y'all's downfall, which I'm not too upset about, but that's me
Just
as
because we beat y'all doesn't mean we deserve it. Just
a
because, you know, we were totally the dominant force for 20 years. No, I'm just playing. We probably deserve it.
2018 Jesse James, that was a catch. And
Well,
Steelers fans, you know what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
probably not. Not that I can remember.
It was like a, I think it was a divisional game. It was either a divisional game or to get in, be, and no, it was to be the one seed. And the Steelers had like 20 seconds. They were down by six or four. Like, scoring a touchdown would have got won us the game, but they said it wasn't a catch, which it probably wasn't, but still haunts me till this day. But yeah, I have
Yeah,
nothing else
I'm
to say about
sorry.
the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't feel like. So you got any last thoughts overall in the division? Do you want to do our?
Yeah, our rankings.
Yeah, our full rankings.
Yeah, you can go first.
All right, I'm gonna have the Broncos at four.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, at three, I said the future's up, but. I think Herbert gets it done a little more. I think the Raiders end up in third just because of quarterback play. I think the Chargers end up at two. And of course, the Chiefs end up at one.
Yeah, I could see that. If I wanted to be boring, I would say the same exact thing, but I'm not. I'm gonna go Broncos for a horrendous roster and no cap. Raiders three, I could see them sneaking in. Chiefs two, and Chargers
All
one.
right, that's all right.
Dude, I have been last year I had the Chargers making the AFC Championship.
You're
Man,
going
that
down
was
with
an
the
awful
Chargers. I love
take.
it.
I've just been on the Herbert train and
You're going down with the ship. I can respect it.
I've been saying, oh, Chargers are gonna make the AFC Championship. Blah blah blah. No, it's never gonna happen, but I gotta ride this sink or this ship. So
Fair. I mean, I think it's a little crazy take, but you know,
yeah,
I can respect it.
I have to go down with them because
That's fair.
or
You gotta at least have one hot take.
I'll look incredible, but
If it happen, but if you don't, then it's just like, okay, he's just following the train
yeah.
again.
But yeah, I'm trying to look back and I think I
I had the Chargers as one of the top teams last year too, but injuries kind of killed the team, and Brandon Staley just being an idiot. So, I mean, it wasn't a bad take last year. I
yeah
think I had them 14-3, but injuries and everything else kind of killed them.
I yeah I think I had them yeah I think I had them winning the division, and I think 13-4 or 14-3, something like, I think they won the first seed.
It was
And
this time last year that I
yeah,
had them. That's why.
And in 2022 also, I had the Chargers going 13-4.
See, I had them 10-7 that year. So I didn't have them as good, but.
So I've been on this ship for 2 years. Might as well continue. Hope for the best.
Completely valid.
But yeah.
Completely valid. Any last thoughts?
Herbert is forever better than Tua.
I think that's a good place to end it. All right. Well, thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, a follow, subscribe, comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune into the next one. Peace out.
Peace.